Did you hear that in his voice, though? It was like, hey, there's Jim. And then there's Sherry.
Okay, but this is the thing. Do you know that's how God sees us?
Sure.
Every day.
Yeah, I think
there
so
is
too.
A wow. And I'm not just trying to spiritualize this.
Right.
Honestly, there is a wow in God's voice every single morning we get up.
I love that. It's funny.
Excitement.
You know, my background was youth ministry, and somebody came up to me who looked about my age. So they said, I've never forgotten that you said God gives you a standing ovation every morning. I didn't remember saying that as a speaker. I went, that's good. I'm going to use that again.
Yeah.
But I love that God gives us a standing ovation every day. He's happy to see us.
Happy.
And you know,
excited.
And that that's fascinating because a lot of times we think God is mad at us just because maybe our parents were mad at us or our spouse was mad at us or our kids are mad at us. They were mad 24/7 sometimes. But how interesting that God is happy, like you said, to see us.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting in light of that, you're making me think. I think a lot of us think that God's not there. God is distant from us.
Right.
Like he's so mad that he's gone to his own bedroom and he's ignoring you.
Right.
Like some of us grew up with parents or family members when they're mad. Some of us are getting ready to go into the holidays here and we have family members that are so mad at us right now that they're not even talking to us.
Yeah.
We're not even sure, are we going to be together?
Right.
Or maybe you're mad, right? Because something's happened to you and you're in your own room, right? So because of these human things that we do that ultimately we're trying to protect ourselves, but we distance ourselves from others, we project that onto God. And we think that God's that way too, but it's not true. God is always leaning in. He'll run 1,000 miles.
Right.
He'll run 1,000 miles to come and get you and to be there for you. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, and really, even no matter what deep sinkhole of sin that you're in, like if you're really struggling and you're in a really deep place of acting out, I've seen God run 1,000 miles to those of us
that's really
suffering and hurting and acting out and doing all these things.
You know, I was talking to a person, and this is more your field than mine, but a person who had been sexually abused, frankly. And I said, you know what the shortest verse in the Bible is? And they said, no. I said, it's Jesus wept. And I said, I think Jesus weeps for you.
Yeah.
And tears welled up in my eyes. They just did again. But they welled up in her eyes because she saw that, it's the same God who runs toward us and is happy to see us, but also the same God who mourns some of the pain that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's heartbroken, right? Because he knows everything that we're doing when we think we're doing it and no one's watching.
Yeah.
Do you know what? He sees us.
Yeah.
And like a lovesick heavenly father, he's just like, son or daughter, this breaks my heart because I know it's breaking you.
Yeah.
I know it's hurting you and so those around you.
It's so awesome to think, you know, our God never sleeps, but it's like he was up that morning before we were, and he says, good morning.